Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. My name is Bob, and I'm here with my pal Randy.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. It's the Grilling Guys. Man, I'm fired up. It's going to be over 60 today. They're saying almost 80 tomorrow. It is time to get out in your backyard and up that grill.
Take a look at your back deck right now. Walk to the back window. Look in your backyard. Look at that pathetic old grill you've got. It's time to get that thing kicked in the can, get it tuned up, or buzz down to Zager's and buy a new one.
That's right. You got options. But most of us probably aren't going to run down to Zager's. We'd like it if everybody could. But, you know, there's in these times, we've got to maybe work with the equipment that we got. So we're going to talk a little bit about, don't want to be redundant. We've done this a couple times already. But really feel that our listeners are, as this weather breaks like this, they're going to start opening up the shed and pulling the grill out that's maybe been stored all winter. So we want to touch again real quick on cleaning up that grill. Now, whether you got charcoal or whether you got gas, both of them need to be cleaned every year. So let's talk about charcoal first, because that's probably a little bit easier. But, you know, take the grate out where that holds the coals up off the bottom of the grill. Maybe do it with a shop vac, but clean that stuff out. If you left charcoal in over the winter, you just slammed the thing back in the garage, I'd take that out and throw it away. Let's just start fresh and clean at the beginning of the year. Don't you think, Bob?
You know, charcoal doesn't rot, so it depends on how much you've got. But, you know, my favorite way to clean a grill like that is to fire the thing up and just scrub it down. Right. You never want to take cleaners to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put any kind of soaps or chemicals on there. And, you know, if you're listening right now, don't forget also in studio with us is live and in person Chaz Thompson from Schmoes. And Chaz does a lot of grilling. How do you clean yours up?
Well, the first thing I do is I get a six-pack. Because this is thirsty work. And pop the top off.
How could
one.
I forget, right?
Then I like a brass brush. You know,
yes.
I'm not going to really, if I got porcelain, great. I'm not going to scar it up. I'm not going to do damage to the grill. But I'm going to knock off any of that old debris, whether it's old barbecue sauce or maybe a little of that iron moss on there. You know, I'm going to get off what needs to get off without damaging my grill.
You're going to fire it up, get it really hot,
and
then hit it with the brush after it's hot.
Yep, you got to loosen that stuff up a little bit. And actually, I'll maybe throw a little bit of water in there or maybe splash a little beer in there and stuff to get some steam going, which will also loosen that up.
Right.
Steam cleaning, and why go buy a fancy steam cleaner? You got a heat source, you got some water, get on with it.
I'm just curious what you put on your Cheerios.
What I put on my Cheerios? Oh, man, you know, stout maybe.
Yeah. Well, he's a stout guy.
He is.
Yeah, so charcoal's probably a little easier, but what about gas grills, Bob? We've got some orifices that probably need to be cleaned. Sometimes you might get a nest in there. You got to make sure that you do that. But tell us a little bit about tearing a grill down that's gas grill maybe.
Well, it's a great way to learn your grill, for one thing. I mean, just get wrenching on the thing. Pop your grate off the top, and they're all different. You know, they're all made differently, but there's usually some kind of deflector shield. No skewers
or lava rock. Maybe in the older ones, if you got an older grill.
Yeah, sometimes. I guess I haven't seen that in a long time, but maybe those ceramic briquettes. You know, pull all that stuff out, vacuum it, get the mice out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Check your orifice, because very often spiders like to pack that full of sand. So if you're not getting flow, it's very likely that you've got sand packed into that nozzle on your gas line. They like the smell of gas or something. I don't know why, but that's always where they go.
And that nozzle comes in the back of the grill right by the little H burner. Or something, but there's a gap in there to allow a little air, right?
Shutter, yeah.
Right.
Don't play with the shutter unless you want to change the color of your flame.
Right. And we're always looking for a blue flame, right, is the best one. If you got a little yellow tip on it, that's okay. But
yeah.
But the blue is the one that's burning the hottest and the cleanest. Once you get it back together and you look at it, make sure that you got a good clean grill. Now, we had a guy on regarding LP gas. And I ran into this last week. We were doing a project at our church, and we wanted to grill some hot dogs and burgers when we were done. The guys were around. and we couldn't get the gas to flow out of the 20-pound propane tank.
And how many guys were there?
There were like 8 or 10 of us there. And,
wow.
And nobody knew how to get the propane going. I mean, it's pretty pathetic. But then I remembered when we had the guy on from the propane company that he talked about that there's a safety valve on your 20-pound tank, right, or even a bigger tank, but there's a safety valve on there that if it's been bounced around or maybe if your connection isn't square or something when you hook the tank up, the gas won't flow, and it's a real easy fix.
It's pressure activated, and what happens is if that valve senses the pressure flowing too fast or over its rating, it trips, and what you do is, if you're hooking it up to your grill and your valve is on, and you tighten up your line and hit the gas valve on top of the tank, if the valve is on the grill, it's flowing faster than it's expecting. It's expecting when you open that valve to pressurize the line in front of it, and then it'll back off and release. If you don't do that, it knows that it's going into an open situation, and it's smart.
Right, it's a safety feature, right? So that you're not pouring gas out into the air. So that could happen, because it did with this particular guy.
And you'll have a really small flame.
That's right, because the valve itself shut the flow of the gas off. And so we ended up, real simple remedy, shut the gas off, shut the grill off. So, you got the closed system. Then you open the gas tank up again slowly. That valve released, just like you said, and boom, we were grilling.
And they hoisted Randy up, and there was a parade.
Right. Right, but
cheers.
Yeah,
toast to the beer. Oh, it was at church.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so the moral of that story is that that could happen to anybody, and just make sure that don't go banging on the tank with a pipe wrench or something like that. It's a lot simpler than that. Shut the gas valve off, turn it back on, and it should flow for you.
Gosh, tell us another story, Randy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my pillow.
Well, hey, we're just trying to help. You know, we're the grilling guys. If you're just tuning in, it is the grilling guys on 107.3 WBBL each and every Saturday morning. We are here to create a little grill envy. We're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And we're doing it. That's right.
1 week at a time.
It's our job.
Right.
Yeah, we cleaned the grill up for our little party we had last week. The garden grill, we had to get that cleaned up, and I actually just took the air compressor there on the little pinholes around the burner, give it a good blast after I'd moved the valves out of the way, and blew any of that debris right
out
of there.
That's a great idea.
I got a big air compressor at the brewery, so yeah. We cleaned it right up. We wanted maximum performance for the party, and made sure they were all free-flowing.
Of course, now, if your gas grill breaks, what you really need to do is just go buy a Tech Infrared.
You know, you keep teasing me with this Tech Infrared.
Dude, I'm telling you, I demoed the thing again all week, and to watch the doe-eyed responses of people, they kept, it's the same thing that happens. They just look at you like, what'd you do to this? It's like a salt and pepper, man. Salt and pepper on a piece of chicken breast.
Right.
You cut into it, and it's like shining. I mean, it's dripping wet. It's the most amazing gas grill I've ever touched, and I'm very happy to be associated with those people, because we are like putting those things out all over the place, and it's just storming the market. And if you don't have one, if you have never cooked on one, don't buy another gas grill. Don't waste your money until you try this.
Where can you try one at?
Right now, you could go try one at Zager's.
Right, they got a demo unit there that they'll show you.
We have a couple of new dealers coming on also in Grand Rapids. We've got Alpha and Omega over in Williamston. I can't think right off the top of my head, but there's dealers all over the place.
So, Bob, if I go to Zager's, should I just pack my own meat and drive over and
that would be
show
one
up?
Good way to do it, because they're cooking on it all the time, and they probably won't have a whole lot of meat to. I don't know if they'll share or not.
Well, I'll bring a six pack, and they'll all
share. Okay, yeah, you'll see the freezer open up.
Speaking of meat, everybody's affected by these stupid $4 a gallon gas prices. Man, this is killing us around here. This is the last thing we need when we're trying to pull our bootstraps up and pick this economy up. But it's affecting everything that we eat, because if it isn't made with petroleum, it's brought to us with a petroleum-based truck, or it's harvested with a petroleum-based piece of farm equipment. It's amazing how much this impacts the whole food chain. And we've seen about a 12% spike in beef prices since this gas has gone crazy. And the petroleum is over $100 a barrel for the crude. And so it fits right in with where we're starting to look at other forms of food that might be a little bit cheaper. So I don't have to pay $12.99, $13.99 a pound. I mean, my favorite thing on a grill is a steak, bar none. I mean, but, you know, when you're looking at a family of four and it's going to be $45 for the meat for four nice big steaks, it's like, boy, we got to figure out something else. That's where this chicken comes in, is that if we're doing chicken and fish. And again, our question of the week, we're going to open the phone lines next hour, is give us your favorite chicken sauce, rub, or seasoning. Give us a call here in about 15 minutes. We're going to open the lines and tell us what's good, because, you know, you can still buy skinless, boneless chicken breasts for a couple bucks a pound when it's on sale. And that makes a great meal, especially on one of these tech grills. But if you don't have one of those, you can still grill it on your own. And we've got a lot of really good recipes around that we can use. One I'm going to throw at you real quick, and it's on our website. The website is thegrillingguys.com, thegrillingguys.com. If you go on our website, you'll see something that I threw up there called a smoked stuffed chicken with ranch vegetables. And there's a picture of it there. This is one we put together. We got the recipe from grilling.com. I can't take credit for writing the recipe, but I can tell you what, I used it, and you can see a picture of the dish as it came out there. And I'll spare you all the details, but the ranch vegetable part is the Hidden Valley Ranch powdered salad dressing. Mm-hmm. Is mixing that in with the vegetables and a little bit of water to give them that flavor. And then we're actually grilling the vegetables right with the chicken. Chicken's on an indirect heat thing, right? Because mm-hmm. we want to sear it and get it. You'll see in the picture what it turns out as. And then in about the last
minutes. Now, you said it's on indirect heat.
Right.
Then it's seared.
Yeah.
Right.
We've got to call foul on that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Time out.
Right.
Go to the corner.
The indirect sears the skin, but not with direct heat. It's the convection effect, I guess, is where I was going.
Okay.
Yep. Right. And the vegetables only go in about the last 20 minutes because you don't want them overcooked and all soft. But
exactly.
You know, you put those in a little foil pouch.
It is foul pouch,
yeah,
if it's
right,
chicken.
Beside the fowl.
Yeah.
Right.
What did we ever do before ranch dressing came along?
Man, I don't know.
Hidden Valley, weren't they the guys that came out with it?
Right.
Okay, the guy's got to be like the richest dude in sauce land.
Yeah, probably owns his own Hidden Valley, doesn't he?
I bet.
Yeah, after that. Because you're right, ranch goes with everything. I mean, you put everything with ranch. But yeah, so check out that recipe on thegrillingguys.com, and you'll see that it's a good one. We try not to throw too many recipes up there that we haven't tried ourselves. I can attest to this one. It turned out fantastic, and I think you'll like it.
I need to do a little plug here for our boys out in Kansas City.
Okay.
Those Three Little Pigs,
mm-hmm.
they took fifth place in the nation on that about.com uh-huh. survey. Three Little Pig sauces, which the all-natural sauce, and that's what blows my mind. It's their new all-natural that took fifth place. We were worried about introducing an all-natural sauce and not being able to taste like the original Three Little Pigs. Fifth place in the nation.
Yep.
I mean, that's great, because it's not a focus group. It's just everybody. So you're not bringing in people who are, you know, trying to define the taste. It's like broad-based. And that sauce it's on a truck right now, a semi headed to Michigan. There are pallets and pallets of it coming to the Spartan warehouse. It's going to be in all the Spartan stores here sometime in the next week. You have to look for it. It's Three Little Pigs, all natural sauces. Not only does it taste good, it's gluten-free. It's glucose-free. If you got a gluten problem, if your husband's a glutton, no. Seriously, all natural. It has no MSG. It's the healthiest sauce. You could put that on your Cheerios, Chaz.
That might be we might need a stout to get that down.
Hey, we're going to be back in just a minute. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.